Hello there? I'm phoning you to warn you. No, don't you dare hang up the phone. It is in your best interest to listen to what I have to say. If you listen, then maybe no harm will come to you. Oh yes, I'm very serious. This is no laughing matter. Who I am is of no importance. Giving you my name will not help you in any way. It plays no part in saving your life. Why don't you hold your questions until after I've said my part? I'm only here to help you, not to answer the game of 10 questions. So will you let me continue? I don't have much time left to tell you, but it should be enough. You must not open the door today. It does not matter who's on the other side of the door, no matter who they say they are. I cannot tell you why. Just don't open it. It is in your best interest. It will end very badly if you don't listen. I don't know what would happen or what will happen if you open the door. Now, I can rest easy since I have warned you. What happens next is up to you.
Hello? Is anyone there? Hello? I have a package for you. I can hear you in there, you know. The door's not that thick. I can't just leave it at the door. It has to be signed for. I just need you to sign for it. That's all. Are you really going to make me come back? Come on. I can go home after this. Oh, just open the fucking door. Seriously, you're making this very difficult for me. All I need from you is a signature. How hard can that be? Just you, using my pen, writing down your name. Hey, this is my job. It's the last place on my list before I can go home. Do you want to get in trouble for this? Fine. Have it your way, but this is my fault if the package gets lost. Asshole.
Hello? It's me, Rebecca. Your next door neighbor. I was wondering if I could borrow some sugar. Could you open the door, please? It is very rude of you to just talk through the door. I only need one cup. I'll even bring you some of the cookies I'm baking as a thank you. I know we haven't really talked much, but this is ridiculous. Have I done something? I mean, for you to not even open the door to speak to me face to face? Is this any way to treat your neighbor? This is just stupid. Fine. No cookies for you then. And don't even think of asking me for anything, because I won't help you.
Hey. Have your order. A thick crust pizza with extra cheese. Hello? Come on, the pizza is getting cold. And you still have to pay for it. You can't do this to me. Please? Come on, just open the door. If you don't pay for this, it's gonna come out of my pay. Please, don't do this to me. Why did you even order a pizza if you don't even want it? Are you really going to be this scummy? I need the money. I need this job. I have bills to pay. Don't do this to me. Be nice. Help me out here. I am sick and tired of being yelled at because of people like you. We are going to put your number on a blacklist if you don't open this door right now. Open the door and pay for your pizza. Ah, whatever. Hope you have a bad day.
I'm here. Hello? Are you going to open the door for me? Can you please just unlock the door and open it? What do you mean you can't open the door? That's just ridiculous. What's supposed to happen to you if you do? Seriously, I'm your girlfriend. Why would I hurt you? Well, if anything, you are hurting my feelings now by not letting me in. Why would you even invite me over if you have no intention of letting me in? This just doesn't make any sense to me. What do you mean? You texted me and asked if I could come over. I don't believe you. If you don't open this door by the time I get to 1, we are through. I mean it. I've been played with before and I don't need this. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
Can I come in now? Or do I have to stay out here for even longer? Thank you. Thank you for being so gullible. Even with the warnings you were given, you opened the door. Opened the door and gave me a demon entry to your home. Maybe you shouldn't check your phone. You should have seen that you hadn't sent a message to your girlfriend. And besides, you should have remembered, right? Not that it matters now. Oh, don't worry about your precious little girlfriend. As a matter of fact, you never have to worry about anything ever again. You see, I will be taking you with me. Well, it's your own fault for letting me in.
You really should not have opened that door.